T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. They won last night, so there's positive vibes for the morning here. I've just been opening this microphone and freaking the hell out every day. I want to start from the beginning. And Adam, thanks for a couple of minutes here.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm here to help you figure this out.
I'm going through one. This period.
I think you're not alone.
These last couple of weeks, because you've covered the team for 20 years. These last couple of weeks, has there been a time like this? Because you can be frustrated about the Brewers. You can say this about the Brewers. They've never, I don't think, been this interesting. This is a very interesting time of Brewers baseball. Is there a period to you that you can think that rivals this one, or is this as crazy as it's been?
In terms of like the rage of the last 10 days?
The rage, the what is going on, the twists and turns of every day. It's just been insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 2014 when they just utterly collapsed. And it's, you know, look, here's what I think about the hater trade. You can hate it.
I do.
You can also simultaneously try to have an appreciation for why they did it and then disagree with it. But the problem that I see with a lot of my interactions, and again, social media is not real life. These are just the interactions I get besides just texting with friends or talking to friends. The problem I see is that people are so enraged that they don't even want to attempt, when they say, what the hell are they thinking? They don't actually want the answer to that. So I hope as it's calmed down a little bit, I think it's worth trying to understand why someone does what they do, whatever that the situation is. And I think the key things are this. One, I think they're worried that the last month is indicative of what the next couple of months look like for Josh Hader. And if you get
tough night
the end
last
of the
night
season,
for Hader, we'll mention tough night last night.
Yeah, not good. Not good. And even I saw his first outing in with Sandy. And look, it's one inning bit, so who knows? He's so good and he's gotten through stuff before. But let's just play it out. If the next 2 months look something like July did for Josh Hader, now you're at the point where you have 1 year left with him. And it's a little questionable. It's a little shaky. And one of the main arguments that I think is very valid, and I have asked this of every official, every scout I talk to, couldn't the Brewers have made that trade in the offseason? Josh Hader for those two prospects.
Yeah.
Take Rodgers and the Dinelson-Lamet thing out of it. And I get mixed answers, but the answer I hear from Brewers people, they think no. And the other disconnect, I think, in this is that the Brewers think they killed it with these two prospects. And the fans say they were numbers, whatever and whatever, on whatever list, and they don't think they killed it with these two prospects. So there's a disconnect between the scouts who've seen the players play and the people who are basing it off of, you know, like I am. I don't know who these two guys are. And the only way we're going to know the answer to that is by the passage of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we all want to have our opinions of this right now. And that's the hard thing about these trades is that you don't know when prospects aren't involved, what it's going to look like. The other thing I'll just say is the trade deadline is so often like yin and yang. You're a buyer or a seller. And it's easy to understand. And when your team is like the buyer and you do what the Padres did and you go quote unquote all in, it's really satisfying because it shows your team is like all in. They're going to do, you know, we're going to the ballpark and spending, you know, tons of money to get a hot dog and a beer. The team is doing its part to do everything it can to win a World Series. What the Brewers did is more nuanced than that. And I think in an emotional time of year, which the trade deadline is, that's why big deals happen at this time of year. It's hard to process. So I understand where people are at. There's totally legitimate criticisms of whether now is the time to do it. But, you know, David Stearns, the one thing I thought he did a really good job of articulating is that they are not going to go into rebuild mode. They're not going to go to the end with Josh Hader, bid him farewell like happened with Prince Fielder, and then not replenish that value in the system. That's just his philosophy of how to win a World Series in Milwaukee. It's to make the playoffs every year and not do the all-in thing and really try to stack your team for 1 year run and then have five terrible years after that. They're not going to do that. And that's the one area where I think you can disagree with that strategy, but I think Stearns did a very good job of explaining that that's the strategy.
Adam McKelvey, MLB.com, Brewers.com, and an exquisite podcaster, if I may add, by the way. We could talk about, is this the right philosophy? You know, do you want to win a title or do you want to go all in? Or we could talk about that. I feel like we have talked about that. We could talk about, you know, I could go situation by situation with you. I'm going to throw a lot at you. And this is how, this is what I'm worried about over the last week and a half. I didn't like the trade, you know, trade for a bat, trade for guys that can help you, whatever. What I get the sense of is that there's a level of sloppiness with the front office and ownership that I've never seen before. And I'll go through all of my examples. So they make this trade. Okay. David Stearns comes out and he's talking about how Mark and his family never want prolonged periods of failure. Fans don't want that either. Okay. He doesn't really say, like, I don't want that. He kind of deflected on Mark. Mark, when Anazio talked, and you did a great job tracking him down, he kind of was like, I had no idea. I'm so befuddled. I had to sit down when I was told that Josh Hader could be traded. This is what you guys wanted. You didn't want me to meddle. This is what you wanted. So Mark's saying that. Mm-hmm. They trade for Denelson Lamet, who they apparently didn't know that he didn't have options or there was a weird quirk there.
No, that's not right, though.
Well, then let me continue. So this thing with Lamet, then they decide there's no room for him on the team, so they get rid of him. They could have got rid of Jake McGee. Well, they like Jake McGee. Well, they got rid of Jake McGee 2 days later. And then now Taylor Rogers doesn't pitch last night because apparently his knee hurts. I hope they knew about that. So it just seems like there's something going on between the front office where Mark and David are not on the same page, and maybe they are, but that's not what it looks like. And then it just seems like the roster management is at a level of sloppiness that I've never seen before, if you could help me through that.
Well, look, and I've needed to be helped through it, too. The Lamet thing was very confusing to me. The Rogers thing is, I don't know if you say confusing, but it adds just another. It's been one of those weeks where it's one thing after another. And I think it was, you know, at best, just a series of unfortunate events. Just to kind of go one by one.
You're going Lemony Snicket on me. Okay.
Yeah, I tried watching that. I couldn't really get into it.
I never watched it either. I just like using it as a reference.
Yeah. They absolutely knew that Lamet had surpassed 5 years. I don't think they ever expected him to be part of the team. I think they had a trade that was Rogers and two prospects for Josh Hader. And then the Padres, in order to say yes, said we want to balance the money for their own purposes. And the Brewers said fine, instead of including, you know, whatever the Brewers were going to send money in that deal. They were going to send cash.
Well, that's stupid. It's even dumber.
Then they instead picked up this, which then got passed on to the Rockies. There's too many eyes on this. There's too many detail-oriented people That did not come as a surprise. So I don't think Lamet was ever going to be part of this, but they can't say that because let's say every other trade falls apart and you're not able to make any other trades. And now you've said, we're going to just let this guy go. This was just a salary situation. Now he's on your team. So you can't say that. So they had to like somehow weirdly talk about him as if he was part of this, even if he wasn't really part of their plans. Just a bad situation. And it would have been cleaner to not have him in the deal at all. The Rodgers thing, I know like AJ Preller has gotten into trouble before with stuff like this. He has gotten treatment for this, he says, for 2 months. There's records of that.
Tell me the Brewers knew about it. Tell me they had an idea.
100%.
Oh, my God.
They knew about that. There's no way that came as a surprise because of the sharing of records that happens before anybody makes a deal. So I it wasn't to the point where he had a cortisone shot. So that's a new development, it sounds like. Like he had been managing it with treatment, didn't want to use it as an excuse, didn't want to talk about it. But, I mean, obviously, you know, this was going to come up because there were going to be situations like last night where, you know, Hobie Milner is pitching in this lefty-heavy seventh inning, and it's like, isn't this a Taylor Rodgers inning? Isn't this why they got Taylor Rodgers? So it was clearly going to come up, and it did last night. So, you know, look, I think it's just been – one of those weeks where, and then look, the Jake McGee thing is the same, and you're absolutely right about that. Could they not just have kept Lamet? He pitched 2 scoreless for the Rockies last night, by the way.
Which helped the Brewers. It was against the Cardinals.
Against the Cardinals, yeah. Well, I mean, he could have given up 8 runs and still won the game. But,
yeah, true.
So, yeah, I get it. I get why there is extreme frustration where this is a series of events that it's like one thing after another where people go, God, this and this. And it's like, I think people want to have faith. I think this front office has earned a little bit of trust. I would hope that someone who's like really a fair thinking fan would give some benefit of the doubt when they have a bad 10-day stretch like this. But that doesn't take away from the fact this has been a bad 10 days on the field, off the field, on the public relations front. Everything has gone wrong over the last 10 days. And I, you know, we began by saying, is there a stretch like this? I can't remember a stretch like this where people are this upset. And it's not just like there's that crowd on social media that's going to be mad. They love being mad and just making everybody else feel mad. That's going to exist no matter what. But I mean, I'm talking about people who are like, real fans.
Oh,
like
I'm getting people together. We're going to bring apples into the game and throw them on the field.
Oh, geez, don't do that.
Take a bite of these apples, Dave.
Goodness. No, but look, that's one thing I think is really interesting.
I like that Adam scolded me like he's my older brother just there. You're right. I shouldn't do that. You're right, Adam. I apologize to you for even bringing you into that world. I'm sorry.
There's been a rash of streakers, and you don't like to use the word rash and streaker in the same sentence, but there's been a couple of
idiots
on the field, too. Yeah,
that I would not.
Look, this whole thing about biting the apple, though, like, let's think about that, because I really do believe that this is one of those things that it's really satisfying to go on to call Bart Winkler in the morning or to email Adam McAlvey and say, I would trade a championship for 10 horrible years.
I want
to see the Brewers win the World Series. And A, everybody wants to see the Brewers win the World Series. The Brewers want to win the World Series. But this idea that all in is the way to go, all in does not guarantee you a championship. It does guarantee you those really rough years afterwards. And I think it's super easy to say, I would trade this championship for whatever ugliness comes afterwards.
Then tickets are cheaper, and I could take my son, Adam, to better seats.
Well, were your callers after the Bucks lost in the playoffs this year, were they all like, well, this was great. This was a great season. They won rings the year before. They lost to the Celtics.
I mean, people were very upset they lost to the Celtics, but it was aided by the victory. I think Bucks fans are still on the glow of the championship. I do.
I just think that I see, you know, we dip into kind of the vibe of these places, towns when we go other places, and the Brewers play these other teams. And, like, I think Nationals fan base is really hurting right now and really disgusted. The Royals, even the Royals, I don't know that they really went all in, but they've had a painful number of years. You know, it's really, I think I'm just, my point is, like, it's really easy to say, I'll take horrible years in exchange for this kind of all-in approach for a championship, as if going all in guarantees you anything. The Brewers are not going to do that. Look, David Stern's theory, I said this before, his theory is that to win a World Series in Milwaukee, you make the playoffs as many times as possible. And they've done it the last four, and, you know, is this all a different story if they win Game 7 and 18 against the Dodgers and get to the World Series, even if they lose to Boston? I don't know, maybe. Is it a different story if, like, that Juan Soto base hit doesn't take a left turn, hit a sprinkler head or whatever in Washington, and take a turn on Trent Grisham? Like, I don't know, maybe. They've given themselves chances, and I've helped out enough in the World Series to know that it's not always the most stacked team. It's not always the most all-in team. It's often not either of those things, the team that ultimately wins the ring. And, you know, look, Stern's theory, again, is to win the World Series here, we need to make the playoffs every year and give ourselves a shot. And that's that bite of the apple thing. And it's easy to – it's really, really easy to be frustrated and mock that. And I think there is a you can have the argument the other way if you want and show examples of the all-in approach winning it all. But I guess I do give some credit for him kind of sticking to the philosophy and knowing there's going to be a big PR hit and absorbing it.
Well, help me with one more thing before I let you go, and I'll see you at the ballpark where you'll be doing work and I will be doing very little, basically getting a free ticket and watching the game. I remember at the home opener, Ett Nasio said something about how we are paying, you know, we do have a big payroll. We're paying Josh Hader $11 million.
Yeah.
Which $11 million for Josh Hader, I think the other 29 teams would be like, oh, I'll do that right now. I'll do that right now.
Yeah.
But he had looked at that like, okay, $11 million for a reliever, that might be a lot of money. David Stearns then, you know, he knows this. He knows that arbitration's coming up and they know that there's a year and a half left on the deal. The quotes that I hear from David Stearns are, we didn't make any outgoing calls, so it seems like the Padres, and I don't know who else called, but it seems like they were good enough with that deal that they didn't need to go any further. But then when David talked, it was like, Mark wants this. And then when Mark talked, it was like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Are they not jiving right now? Because I think that would be a problem.
Well, look, I don't know that. I'm not there. I think they're both trying to, like, cover for each other in a way. I don't
know
that.
But when they do that, it's like they're throwing the other guy under the bus.
Well, everyone read Mark's comments like that, that he was throwing David Stearns under the bus.
Oh, we played him. We played him thanks to you. And I was like, oh, geez, this guy's a.
I don't think that's what he was doing. I think he has a great respect. Honestly, legitimately has a great respect for what David Stearns has done since he came here. It's been a very solid track record. If you look at Stack David Stearns deals, there are a lot more wins than losses in the deals that he's made. A lot more smart deals than bad deals. I do think that from Mark's point of view, I hate playing armchair quarterback with a billionaire. Like, or at least not armchair quarterback, but armchair psychologist with a billionaire. I think there is some element of, like, damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. If he meddles and gets really involved, he has been criticized for that.
Yeah.
If he stands back and lets the front office do these deals in kind of a cold, calculated way that doesn't account for the connection that Josh Hader had with this city and within the clubhouse.
And how it would break
really
Devin Williams.
Given, yeah, I mean, they made that deal no, I mean, they were ready to talk to players. Like they definitely told players before the news of that deal broke. So they had that base covered, but I think they did underestimate the visceral reaction. So, but my point is that if Mark steps away and kind of lets the front office do this in a kind of a business-like calculated way that doesn't account for those emotions, he's criticized for that too. So there's probably some middle ground that would make people happy, but I'm not sure if it'd be when everyone's mad. I'm not sure that would be a easy place to find.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today. I want to thank you. I mean, you've been doing a great job with this. I think I mentioned your name 7 to 8 times a show just in, you know, taking your reporting and giving it to the listeners. So keep up the good work. I really think you're doing a great job and appreciate you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. And this is a complicated deal. This is not black and white, buy or sell. This was something way more complicated. And like I said, everybody has the right to be mad about this and think this was a bad trade. But do it in a logic. Do it like come up with an argument why you feel that way instead of just rage. That's enough rage.
Yeah. Well, we got to be mad about baseball so we don't get mad about everything else happening in the world. That's kind of how I look at it.
I think that's a good outlook on it.
Our brains aren't meant. Our brains aren't meant to take in as much news and as much tragedy that happens around us every single day. So our brains decide to focus on something that doesn't matter, like the success of our favorite baseball team.
Well, it does matter to people, and that is a really good thing. Which is schmaltzy to say, but it's like, it's true that if they're like perennially 85 win team or 80 win team, a trade like this, you sort of go, well, that's dumb. And then you kind of move on and you don't care. This hurt people pretty bad. And it means that they really care and they really want a World Series parade. So, yes. You know,
for a winning team,
Yeah,
that'd be so fun.
So wait, you're coming to you're going to be in the press box today, or just going to be the stand?
I'll be in the press box, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit there.
Why don't you come down and grill the players?
Why don't you
come down and grill Taylor Rogers about why he's hurt?
The timing's not right. I can't get there by the time the clubhouse opens. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try to do your work for you once again.
You've been doing it for 20 years. Why stop now?
We talked to Taylor Rogers last night. Actually, you can read his explanation in my story. So.
I've mentioned it 7 times and given you credit every time. I'm not one of these guys that steals, at least. I give credit.
Yeah.
No matter what Andrew
Wager
says.
Steal some ice cream toppings and come say hi. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, see ya. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.